And so befell that in a dawning, as Chanticleer among his wives all sat on his perch that was in the hall, and next him sat this fair Pertilote, this Chanticleer gan groanin' in his throat, as man that in his dream is dretched sore. And when that Pertilote thus heard him roar, she was aghast, and said,
"Oh, heart dear, what aileth you to groan in this manner? You be a very sleeper, fie for shame."
And he answered, and said thus, "Madame, I pray you that you take it not a grief. By God, I dreamt I was in such mischief right now, that yet mine heart is sore affright." "Now God," quod he, "must swev and read aright, and keep my body out of foul prison. I dreamt how that I roamed up and down within our yard, whereas I saw a beast was like a hound, and would have made a rest upon my body, and have had me dead. His colour was betwixt yellow and red, and tippered was his tail and both his ears with black, unlike the remnant of his hairs. His snout small, with glowing iron tway, yet of his look for fear almost I die. This caused me my groaning, doubtless."
"Avoy," quod she, "fie on you, heartless." "Alas," quod she, "for by the God above, now have you lost my heart and all my love. I cannot love a coward, by my faith. For certes, whatso any woman saith, we all desirin, if it might be, to have husbands hardy, wise, and free, and secret, and no niggard, nor no fool, nor him that is aghast of every tool, nor no avaunter, by that God above. How durst you say for shame unto your love that anything might maken you afeard? Have you no man's heart, and have a beard? Alas, and can you be aghast of swetherness? Nothing, God wot, but vanity in sweven is. Swevens engender of repletions, and oft of fumes and of complexions, when humours be too abundant in a wight. Certes, this dream which you have met to-night comes of the great superfluity of your red collar, pardee, which causeth folk to dreaden in their dreams of arrows and of fire with red leams, of red beasts that they will them bite, of contique and of whelps great and light. Right as the humour of melancholy causeth full many a man in sleep to cry, for fear of black bears or bulls black, or else that black devils will them take. Of other humours could I tell also, that work in many a man in sleep full woe, but I will pass as lightly as I can. Lo, Cato, which that was so wise a man, said he not thus, "Nor do no force of dreams." "Now, sir," quod she, "when we fly from the beams, for God's love, as take some laxative. On peril of my soul and of my life, I counsel you the best, I will not lie, that both of choler and of melancholy you purge you, and for you shall not tarry, though in this town is no apothecary. I shall myself to herbs teachen you, that shall be for your health and for your prow. And in our yard those herbs shall I find, the which have of their property by kind to purgeon you beneath and eke above. Forget not this for God's own love. You be full choleric of complexion,